We're going to get started with some singing this morning. I woke up with a little sore throat. Did anybody else? Yeah? So I might ask for a little help with starting some of the songs. Let's see. Does anybody have a favorite? And if you have one, so this gospel hymn sheet has a lot of good hymns in it. And some of them we might sing in the Sunday school, you'll find all throughout. And then on the back sheet, you'll see some of the children's hymns. And if you have one that you'd like to sing that you normally sing in Sunday school, I think we can probably do that too. If you have one from this book, we can sing that too. Okay, who has a song that they'd like to start with? Sandy.
46.
Number 46.
Let T-I-D-I-N-G-S, I-B-R-I-N-G, let J-E-S to S-S come to S-A-V-E-E, and he calls, and he calls all the T-I-R-L-S, and he wants all the B-O-I-S too.
Okay, since everyone's still filtering in, why don't we try that one more time, and we'll try it with the girls singing the girl line, the boys singing the boy line. Can we do that? You guys awake enough for that? Okay. Very good. Who is old enough to read that could tell me what the T-I-D-I-N-G-S are? What are they, Isaac?
Good news.
Yeah, what does that spell?
Oh, tidings.
Tidings. Right. And what is the good news? That Jesus came to S-A-V-E me. What is that, Maylin? To save us. Jesus came to save us. And that's why we're here and we can be happy this morning, right? Because the Lord Jesus came to save us. Okay, who else has a song they'd like? Cassandra. 46 in this book. Okay, that's in the house and out of doors. I'll do it all for Jesus. We'll sing the first verse.
In the house and out of doors, from being pointing to, these are things that I can do. I'll do it all for Jesus. For he's coming very soon.
Okay, another. Yes. Which one would you like? Number two. Okay, we'll sing the first and the last verse, and if someone could help me start that, I would appreciate it.
Come, 'tis Jesus gently calling, ye with care and toil of breast, with your guilt howe'er appalling, come and I give you rest. For your sin he once has suffered, on the cross the work was done, and the word by God now uttered, to each weary soul is come.
Verse 4.
Verse 4, we just sang, "Come, for angel hosts are musing o'er this sight so strangely sad." What are the angels looking at they find so strangely sad? You know, I was talking with one of my kids last night before we went to bed, and they were talking about the gospel meeting, and they said, "Dad, I just can't imagine what it would be like to sit and hear that message and say, no, that's so sad." And you know the angels are watching too? They're watching all of this that's going on. And they've been watching everything that's happened with man. And I think they don't really understand it. They think, how can that be? And they think, how could it be that God would become man for man when he created man? And he'd come down here and he'd submit himself to man? And he'd be willing to pay for sins? How could that be? How could that be? But even more strange that they would look on and say, how could it be that one would refuse the invitation? Okay, another song. Yes. Zacchaeus. Like Zacchaeus was a wee little man, is it? Should we ask Wally Deer to start that for us? Would you mind?
Yes.
With the action, sounds great.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree, for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree, and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house today."
What's so wonderful about that story is Zacchaeus, what did he want to do? What did Zacchaeus want to do? Sammy tried really hard to do it.
What did he want?
He wanted to see Jesus. What's even more amazing about that story? Who wanted to see Zacchaeus? And had planned to. Yes. Jesus wanted to see Zacchaeus? Isn't that amazing? Zacchaeus thought he wanted to see Jesus. Jesus wanted to see him, and he wanted to talk to him. He wanted to come to his house. Okay, another song. Sam. Number 25. In the hymn sheet, okay? We'll do the first and last verse of number 25.
Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheep, green and fine. Winding days are telling fast that the die will soon be cast.
peculiar about this time compared to the time to come? We're singing about be in time. That means there must be an ending to this time, right? You must be in time. You know what's peculiar about this time? Is right now, as you sit in your seat, maybe you're still lost in your sins, Jesus is calling to you. He's calling your name. Maybe you hear him calling your name. And then there's going to be a time when this time is over. The door will be shut, just like the ark door was shut. And there'll be no more time. And then Jesus will no longer be able to call you. I think of a time coming where you're thinking about that time of despair when there's eternal punishment for sins. And maybe your voice at that time will call out and it'll be too late. Jesus will no longer be calling. And maybe you're not willing to call now, but you would call out for someone to help you in that day and there will be no one left. Now is the time to be saved. Okay, we have time for one more and then we'll go on to the verse. Who else? Joey. Jesus loves me, I think is on the back of this sheet. Number 40. And this is why we're here.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Anybody notice that this is a pretty cruel world? Anybody notice that? Maybe you don't notice so much when you're younger, but sometimes you do. And life can be pretty hard for a lot of people. And a lot of people rebel against that. A lot of people die never really having been loved by someone in this world, never feeling that. But everyone that comes into this world and everyone that goes out of this world is loved by someone. That's the Lord Jesus. And isn't it sad to think that someone might go to hell having been loved by the Lord Jesus and never loved him back? There's not one person. You think of the most vile person, the person who killed the most people, that's in the millions of people, the person who was the meanest to his kids, whatever it might be, the worst person that hasn't accepted the Lord Jesus, they won't go to hell unloved. They'll go to hell with the Lord Jesus having loved them. Okay, we're going to go on to the verse. I've asked May Lynn if she could help me, and Lily, maybe you could too. I have some candy prizes for anyone who participates today. So there's chocolate and there's mints. Just ask that you hold on to them and ask your parents before you have them after Sunday school. So the verse I learned is Psalm 50, 15. Did anyone else learn that? Is that the right verse? Okay. All right, so that verse is, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50, verse 15. If you didn't learn it, you'll probably know it by the end. So who would like to help me out? Someone that learned it? Did you learn it? Which of you? Okay. Is there someone that learned it that would like to start? You know it?
Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I shall deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15.
Very good. Would you like to say it?
Sure. Okay. Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I shall deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15.
Thank you. Would you like to say it? Would you like your dad to say it? If your dad says it, you can have a candy. Would you like your dad to say it? Yeah, okay.
I didn't learn.
Okay. We'll give him an extra chance after Sunday school. Silas, would you like to say it? Okay. Would you like to say it? Okay. Sam?
I don't know. Psalm 50:15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15.
Thank you. Anybody?
Psalm 50:15. Thou shalt call upon me in the day of trouble. I shall deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15.
Good. You sound like you were learning it when they were saying it, huh?
Yeah, I learned it already once.
Psalm 50:15. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15.
Thank you. Okay, anyone over here would like to say the verse? Charity?
Psalm 50:15.
Call upon me.
And I shall deliver in the day of trouble, and I will deliver, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15.
Anybody else? Sandra first.
I forget how it starts.
Psalm 50.
Psalm 50:15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, for and I will deliver thee.
And thou
shalt
glorify me.
Psalm 50:15.
Okay. If you didn't learn the verse, you might get another chance to earn a candy. Would you like to say it? Okay.
Psalm 15.
Think you know it?
Call upon me.
In the day of trouble.
I will deliver thee.
And thou shalt glorify me. Anybody down here?
Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Psalm 50:15.
Thank you. Abby? Lydia? Okay. Yeah, oh, sorry.
Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I'll deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me, Psalm 50:15.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, did we miss anyone else outside of the front row? These two right here. Would anyone else like to say the verse? Luke.
Psalm 50:15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliverly, and thou shalt be saved.
Thou shalt glorify me.
Psalm 50:15.
That was great, thank you. Ezra, would you like to try it? Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me.